From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Audie Cornish. 502 days after launching what at the time seemed an unstoppable bid for the presidency, Senator Hillary Clinton has now called it quits. She did so yesterday in Washington, D.C., 4 days after the primaries ended, with Barack Obama claiming victory in the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination. The former First Lady promised to work her heart out for an Obama victory in November, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, not all of her supporters seemed eager to jump with her onto that bandwagon.
On Washington's hottest day this year, Hillary Clinton's supporters, and many of Barack Obama's as well, stood in long lines outside the National Building Museum to come in and hear Clinton wrap up her campaign.
Well, this isn't exactly the party I'd planned, but I sure like the company.
Clinton had left a lot of people guessing about what her true intentions were by not conceding the night Obama won a majority of delegates. But those doubts were wiped out yesterday when Clinton gave Obama her full-throated endorsement.
Today, as I suspend my campaign, I congratulate him on the victory he has won and the extraordinary race he has run. I endorse him and throw my full support behind him. To join me in working as hard for Barack Obama as you have for me.
There was other booing, in fact, every time Clinton mentioned Obama. She may have moved on, but some of her supporters were having a hard time following suit. Melinda Mahoney of Silver Spring, Maryland, worked for Clinton in 5 different states. She said she and her partner were not going to support Obama.
He's not getting our money. He's not getting our volunteer help. And I'm not sure whether we're going to actually be able to vote for a Republican, but we're certainly not going to support a ticket that has Obama at the top.
Clinton acknowledged her followers' deep disappointment, but she insisted they not let this moment slip away. Referring to her fellow women, she proclaimed, "We have come too far and accomplished too much."
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it. And the light is shining through like never before, filling us all with the hope and the sure knowledge that the path will be a little easier next time.
Clinton's concession and her call to close ranks with Obama clearly moved many who went to see her. One was Washington, D.C. resident Marissa Valdez.
She was very touching, very motivating, and encouraging of people getting behind Barack Obama and the importance of having a Democrat in the White House now. And I think that's extremely important that she continues to give that message to reunite this party, because it's been a tough primary season.
Clinton's concession speech was also significant for some things it left out. For example, there was no mention of her future in the Senate, nor did she refer once to the GOP's presumptive nominee, John McCain. She said nothing about hopes some have that she'll sit on the Supreme Court, and not a word about what many of her supporters want, for her to join Obama as his running mate. One such supporter was Dawn Convoy of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Well, I was sad. I really wanted to see Hillary be the nominee. And I don't know what I'm going to do come Election Day. If Obama picks her as his vice president, I'll definitely vote for him. But otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
But Jamie Jack of San Francisco, California, knew exactly what he was going to do, knock down drastically the prices of the piles of navy blue Hillary Clinton for President t-shirts that he was trying to sell under a hot sun outside the final Clinton campaign event.
They started out at $15 throughout the primary, and then as we wound down, we lowered them to $10, and now they're at $5 a piece to get, you know, rid of what excess we have.
Jack said he, too, hoped Clinton would get the number 2 spot on an Obama ticket, if only so he might find some new buyers for all the campaign swag he's been left with. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.